Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Are you ready with your rankings of the anthems to complete our annual tradition here on Grant and Danny?
I am.
All right, we'll go 5-1 then. I think that's the best way probably to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Darris, really quickly, if you would, just give us the first bar or so of each one. Danny, you can narrate through them,
yep,
which ones he's playing, but let's rock and roll.
Fox, tried and true, we know it. Sunday, 1 o'clock, hopefully, Washington. Probably losing. Special treat, little CBS. Hi, guys. What's up, James Brown? DeMath the Star. Good to talk to you, buddy. Mostly AFC. But we're on there this year, a little bit more often. That's quality.
Also, I slept on seeing like Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin. It's a very Steelers-y thing for me, mm-hmm, too. The CBS anthem.
Yeah. Special. It's Monday night, man. Only game in town. Only game on television. The whole country's tuning in. Hopefully they get better matchups than they have in the past. They got like third pick in the draft, it seems like, for those games. And a lot of times we're left with duds, but still, Monday night football, pretty special.
It is NBC. Look down upon ye common folk, we deign to give you a telecast of your foosball.
I got to tell you, I hate my ratings already. I did them in the break. I'm looking at them and just, yep, re-listen everything. Like, if we did it again.
You got to jumble it again?
In an hour, if we redid this, my rankings would completely change. But here we go. Number 5, Danny Ruye. What do you got?
We just played it. NBC. You lose so many points because there's a dumb song before that. It's 2024. We don't need an intro song to football.
We've been waiting all day for Sunday night, man.
Earlier today was the afternoon. Now there's a game and hear it go boom. All the people are at the game. Everyone here should be filled with shame. Stop it. It's
Why
so
stupid.
Why should
people be filled with shame?
Stop
coming to the game.
Stop singing songs. Stop singing. Stop coming up with stupid songs in a studio next to a green screen. That's the dumbest thing we do.
Carrie Underwood guy over here. I like that song. NBC is 5th for me as well. I think it's getting a raw deal.
No.
I don't want to go full Guilo here. Guilo tweeted us, one of our buddies, at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. He said, nothing beats the war drum and French horns of Sunday Night Football. Number one until the end of time. He's got it number one on his list.
Oh, it's only number one on NBC on Sunday.
Number 4 for me. This is where I start hating my list. Monday Night Football. I've got Monday Night Football 4th.
Do you really?
On my list. I feel bad about that.
Number 4, Fox. I thought Fox was going to be 1 or 2 coming into this. It didn't hit me. It didn't catch me like it has in the past. I started to think about all the losses, man. All those years in the 2000s, all
catches
the failure,
up to you.
Right? It's so much Donovan McNabb just celebrating at my expense. Just so much nondescript quarterback from New York or hot garbage from Dallas beating the brakes off of me. No. Fox 4.
I still play this song on our Alexa in the kitchen and all my kids and I dance to it, right? We love the Fox theme. I said all my kids, like I have 11 kids. By
yeah.
The way.
Every single one of them, they come out of their respective hovels and they're dancing.
So we all dance in the kitchen and we play Fox on Sunday mornings and whatever. We'll do it throughout the offseason. This was my ringtone, you know, on my phone, mm-hmm, in high school.
Such a good bet.
It's 3rd for me. It's 3rd for me. Because it's a great song. There's, yep, just 2 songs that are that much better. Our lists are pretty similar, I'd say.
Number 3, CBS. I thought, again, this was going to win. It got me, but not the same. I like CBS. In fact, I love CBS. It belongs in my heart. But it didn't win this year. Number 3.
Number 2 for me is NFL Network.
Yeah.
That Christmas feel.
Happy holidays.
So good, man. Do I go Christmas shopping or do I just watch some football? Which means number 1 for your boy again. And still, the defending champion, someone let Ian Eagle and Charles Davis know. Somebody call up their boy Jim Nance and Tony Romo. CBS is in the win column.
Number 2 for me, NFL Network. Holidays. Holiday theme, holiday shopping, holiday song. Let's all receive the gift. Number one, and I did not think this was going to be number one, but I heard it, and I heard more in it this year than I ever have before. It struck a chord in the soul.
You're doing a bit.
I'm not. Monday Night Football.
Well, I thought you were about to say Amazon Prime.
No. We're not there. Monday Night Football. I go, wait a minute. What a special thing Monday Night Football is. And it felt right, even though Washington's 0-7 trillion on Monday Night Football over the last couple of weeks. Years, rather. But it feels good. Monday Night Football.
All right. CBS, NFL, Fox, Monday Night Football, NBC for your boy.
Monday Night Football, NFL Network, CBS, Fox, NBC.
Let's go rapid fire on the phone so we can squeeze in as many as possible. We'll start with DJ in Rockville. What's up, DJ?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I got to take it back in the day with you guys. The old school CBS, Pat Summerall, John Madden, pots and pans theme, you got the camera panning over to RFK. That's my top number one.
Darius, see if you can find an old CBS intro from what
man,
would
it's been forever.
It's pre my time, so I'm thinking early 80s, uh-huh. mid-80s. Because Madden and Summerall were on Fox calling Washington games.
That Summerall, John Madden.
He's at the 10.
The 20, 25, out of bounds.
30-yard line. I only think about him calling like 4 o'clock games on that old gross turf uh-huh. in Dallas. It's like Cowboys, Cardinals, NFC East. And he's like, Aikman to Irvin yeah. at the 30. Let's go to Shane in D.C. What's up, bro? Shane, you there? You will get nothing.
No, Shane.
Jeff in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I'm going to go old school Monday Night Football theme, and the worst one is that Amazon stuff.
Is that because it's new?
It's new, Jeff.
Huh?
It's just because it's new, right? We're not used to it yet.
No, that sounds like something you hear from the doctor's office when you find out you had zero polyps.
Jeff.
That's a good thing.
Jeff.
If you get an award for being the on the hold, like the music closest to being on hold music, it is that.
It hits a little harder than that. It's not elevator music, you guys.
It definitely hits harder. It's better than that. But it's the closest to that of all these.
Oh, man.
They're not playing Fox NFL Sunday when you're on hold for those test results.
Amazon's getting hit.
Danny in D.C., you're on G&D.
Danny?
Hello, Greg, Danny. How you guys doing today?
Good, bro.
I think the best one, personally, I know this wasn't on your list, but it's when Chris Berman's doing the fastest 3 minutes or the NFL primetime theme.
You know I love that.
We did. We both are in on that. Darius, you could throw that one back out there. I think primetime probably makes me as happy or happier than any of those other songs. Wasn't eligible, but just him and Tom Jackson going back and forth, nothing better than that.
Just so good. It's so good. This was the recap. What happened in the other games? I have to watch this show to find out.
And all of the games within the games, mm-hmm. whether it was the nicknames for players, the Louisville bit was always my one seed, where they would, you know, they'd pick a player.
Lamar Jackson from?
And it was always Louisville would be the shouted answer. Jaron Christian from?
Louisville.
You guys sleep on the former Washington tackle. I'm trying to think of another Louisville. Teddy Bridgewater from?
Louisville.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.